We're getting into the weekend with Bing Crosby on Phonoscope Channel 11 at AM 1070. The Answer.
I can't begin to tell you how much you mean to me. My world would end if ever we
8:35-ish. Friday show rolling on here. Does it seem like a long week, Mr. Tiller? Has it been that?
Yes.
It's like,
yes.
It's like, when was Monday? 2.5 weeks
about
ago?
Yeah, I was about to say.
How many days? 17 days ago was Monday.
That's right.
Every Friday this time, we always take a little time out of our busy schedule. Like, you know, we're just on the phone with Congressman Pete Olson, and we're talking about all the disastrous, immoral, illegal, unethical acts that are taking place because of our current administration, a humiliated, emasculated president. But, and I've been saying this for 24 years, yeah, November, so I'm trying to think, probably 22 years, 23 years on the radio, about keeping marriage hot and heavy, about, you know, rocking and rolling. You're not, listen, it's not always going to be a day of roses. It's not always going to be the perfect parade or the perfect movie poster, but you want to work at it. You don't want to ever give up. And I've always talked about fidelity. Every Friday, I talk about fidelity. Semper Fi, remain faithful to your husband, remain faithful to your wife. Trust me, it's a rough world out there. There's enough bad things happening. You're driving down the road and poof, a tire falls off a truck and comes to your windshield. There's enough bad things happening that you didn't ask for. Don't create trouble at home. Even the segment was even banned by a previous radio station because it made some people a little hot under the collar when you talk about fidelity. My wingman this op has always been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He's a church deacon. He's a marriage coach. Good guy. Mr. C, welcome back.
Happy Friday, Sam.
Happy Friday. I'm looking on my screen. Is today your birthday?
Today is my birthday. 49 years old. I'm almost an old man. I can say that because I know you're older.
You know what? I turn 51 on next week, right? A week from Monday. Right?
There you go.
I feel younger than ever.
Absolutely.
Real quick side story before we always have a marriage tip. Mr. Kosick posted on our Facebook page, Sam Malone Show. My boy's been playing a lot of baseball, high school baseball. And I'm in the stands, and I'm sitting there with the other dads. We all become friends. And there's a boy about my son's age, 15-ish, 16-ish, near me, on his cell phone, obviously with his mother. Come on, Mom. Yeah, Mom. Come on, Mom. And then he says the line that knocked me out. He says, Mom, do you think I can see my dad this weekend? And I'm telling you, I almost cried. It takes a lot to make me cry. I'm there rooting my little boy on. He pitched 3 scoreless innings. I was in cloud 9, right?
Mm.
This little boy's on the phone with his mom. Do you think I can see my dad this weekend? Mr. C, please.
That's tough.
This is why we want you to keep your marriage happy, healthy, and long, and so forth and so on, so your kids don't have to go through that.
Oh, I agree. And that's just sad. And that comes from somebody tucking their tail and saying, I'm not going to fight anymore. And it makes me sick. It just drives me crazy because they think of only themselves and not the fallout from
Amen.
That decision.
Amen. Your marriage tip today, exceptional love, is what it says. Meatloaf's I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that, is an attitude many couples have when devoting time and effort to their marriage. I love your... Is your love exceptional or exceptional? What exceptions have you placed on your marriage? Explain that.
Yeah, so what I'm talking about there is I read a story one time where a guy called up his good buddy who was a counselor and said, man, my marriage is falling apart. I'll do anything to fix my marriage. He said, you got to come down here and help me. And this counselor was in another city. And he said, it doesn't really work for me to counsel you from another city. You need to get a local guy. And he said, well, I can't afford a local guy. So his friend said, well, sell your Harley and use the money to do that. And he goes, I'm not selling my Harley. So I'll do anything for it to fix my marriage, but not that. I'm not giving that
that's
away.
A great. Oh my gosh, that's a great story.
Oh, it just—it's one
sell
of those
your Harley. Just, I'm not selling my Harley.
Oh, I'll do anything to repay to fix my marriage, except that. Except that. So here, pop quiz. Your wife says, "I need you to go to the store and buy me some personal products." Do you go?
Of course.
No, you don't go. Guys never go to buy personal products. It's in the Manly Handbook, Chapter 3.
Yeah,
wives
right.
Wives don't ever tell your husband to buy your personal products.
Run that by her again.
Never.
We got a suite at the San Luis in Galveston, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. She was very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. And she's like, honey, I'm like, what? She's like, you know, I need you to go to the store. I'm like, we're in Galveston. We're on the seawall. What the hell's open at 2 o'clock in the morning? She's like, I don't know. Go find something. And you know what? You put your bread on your belt and you go to the store at 2 o'clock in the morning to a convenience store.
Yeah, and it's all fun and games, and that's what marriage is all about. It's having fun and games. You do whatever you have to do to be a team and to make that team win. And if your wife needs you to go to buy some stuff that you're going to be a little embarrassed doing, fine. Go to the next county to buy it. So it takes you an hour. It should take you 10 minutes. But you
honey,
still
do you know in Waller County they got a fair? What were you doing in Waller County? Buying your items.
No, but we do. We place all kinds of exceptions on our marriage. We will do that if she does this or there. I will love her, but I'm not doing that kind of thing, or I'm not going to go out of my way to do that. And some things that come to mind are, I'm not going to cancel those business meetings, or I'm not going to give up my time with my buddies because that's my time. I'm not giving that up for her. And you flip that over, the wife may say, I want you to go to a marriage retreat with me. And it's like, I'm not doing that. It'd be too embarrassing to go to a marriage retreat, which those things are phenomenal. I don't care what state your marriage is in. They're great to do. So,
well, yeah, because the implication that things aren't going well, and then make you embarrassed. Well, good. Then you should be embarrassed and get off your arse and go fix your darn marriage.
So
I don't have to sit next to a 16 or 15-year-old kid who's asking his mom, can you think I can see my dad this weekend?
And she's sitting there jamming on her phone. He's probably wondering if he's going to see his mom this weekend, too.
Getting
attention out of her.
God, I mean, that just, my schedule. I have a very long day. I do my radio show. I love doing production. We were on site yesterday. I'll be on site today. It's when I'm wearing khakis. We go outside. We shoot outside. But my little boy's a game. He had it at 6 o'clock yesterday, at 8 o'clock. The highlight of my day, Mr. Kosick, is watching Bubba pitch or play ball. And I can't imagine seeing him on a weekend. Hell no.
Oh, it's a tough thing to think about. And I just wish guys would think about that. And this whole exception deal is the things that they're not giving up. And they may even say, I'm not giving up my career. You know, I had a job one time, took a position, and 30 days into it, I was coming home. My wife was crying because I was working very late at night and working the weekends, and it was going to be kind of an MBA-type program for me to really catapult my career. And I walked in on a Monday morning, and I said, you know what? This ain't worth it. I've got to choose my family first, and I turned in my resignation. And so my wife called me up. She goes, how'd your day go today? And I said, I quit today. She went, wow, that bad. Thank you. Sometimes you got to step out and step out on faith and go, the family has to come first. That whole balancing work and family stuff, you don't do that stuff. What you do is you put all your weight on your family first, then you go out to the work and the other things. That keeping it in balance isn't going to work. It never stays balanced. Put all the weight on the family and go from there.
Robert Kosick, author of the book Honor the Vow, honorthevow.com. He's a marriage coach and a church deacon, and he brings the religious aspect. I bring more street to our conversations. By the way, you're talking about catapulting your career. You need to get off of this show if you want to catapult your career.
At 49 years old, I think my career is over.
Listen, it's never too late, but if they go, oh, you're on that show? Oh, my own, I mean, I guess it eats you. What's up with that?
I'll tell you what, I'd be happy for people to put me out of business on the marriage counseling stuff. I'd be really happy to do that.
I'd be thrilled to stop doing the segment, but we have to keep, especially men, because we have more men who listen to this talk radio than women, we have to keep the men motivated. And I say it every Friday, treat your wife like your mistress. A, it's a hell of a lot cheaper. B, it's legal, ethical, and moral. And the other thing is, it's going to be rock and roll. Grab her butt, kiss her neck, call her, leave dirty messages, sext her. Denise does that. Well, every time you come on Friday, she's up, or, she's like, hang on, I think she's like, honey's on the phone talking about marriage. And my phone goes, ding! Hang on, there's three of them. Look at that. Three text messages. Well, I'm not going to read them because I won't be able to focus. And she'll and you know what? We'll be 24 years married. November 10th.
So fantastic. And it's addictive. How addictive is that? All these other things guys are trying to do to get this value to themselves and get fired up and adrenaline going and jumping off of cliffs and things. Go home and have a phenomenal night with your wife, and I guarantee you, you'll be on a higher high than you've ever been on, right? Way better. Way better. And you can do it. Like you said, it's legal.
It's good to go. It's kosher. I mean, this is what it's all about.
It is. It's fun. And I'm so tired of guys putting all these conditional deals on their love and making marriage so hard and so complicated. It's not that difficult. I just picked up another guy here recently, and he's just down and pouting and whining. And I'm like, dude, get over yourself. Right? You screwed up. Fine. We're done with it. Now let's move forward. And have an attitude, you're going to fix this marriage. When I asked him, I said, are we going to fix your marriage? Is it going to get better? He goes, well, I don't know. I hope so.
No. Okay, so do you want your doctor looking at your medical charts, doc, am I going to live? I hope so.
I don't know.
Gee, I don't know. Who's got a coin? Can we flip a coin?
Yeah. Doc, do you know what that chart means? I don't know. I'll Google it and see what I can find out.
It's like, dude, I've got a lot of stuff to do. I don't know if you're going to live or die. Okay? don't question me. Don't put me in a box. I've got lunch.
Attitude. This is going to fix, and it's going to work, and I'm going to do everything I can to make it work. And if she wants to walk, well, then that's her loss. But you're going to do everything you're going to do, and from that day forward, you're going to hold your head high and say, I honored God, and I honored my vows, and I am never leaving that woman, and I'm going to love her unconditionally.
That's right.
That's how you get started.
You took that vow between God, between her and her family. You took all before the community. You took those vows.
Absolutely.
And you said, I'll love, honor, and cherish her till death do us part. Well, damn it, mean it. And so if you argue, if you have a disagreement, if you're going to have a couple of days where, you know, someone's got a little stick up there, you know what? Deal with it.
Move on.
Deal with it. But you must fight with your life to save that marriage because of the poor kids involved.
You can do it. And don't ever walk up to me and say, the kids are resilient. They get over it. That is not a comment you want to say to me.
How are the kids? Oh, they're great.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah, I just saw a 16-year-old on the phone with his mom. I don't know if he could see his dad this weekend. Doing great.
Yeah, they're doing great. And the other one, too. The kids just want to see mom and dad stop arguing. They would be better off if we weren't arguing all the time. Well, here's a clue. Quit arguing. And stay married.
Start kissing in front of them and gross them out.
Yeah. Absolutely. We hold hands. My wife and I do one of the greatest things you can do, or I'll snuggle with him. The kid's like, ew. And I say, you think it's ew now? If your future husband doesn't ever do that when you start getting to that stage, I'm going to kill him.
That's right. I'm going to buzz his ass.
We're going to have a serious talk because that's what you want your husband doing, putting you on that pedestal, loving you unconditional.
Outstanding. I love the tip.
A little fired up today.
So, yeah, marriage maintenance, accept-love. Meatloaf's, I'd do anything for love, but I won't do that. Is an attitude many couples have when devoting time and effort to their marriage. What exceptions have you placed on your marriage? Honor the vow.
Remove the exceptions.
Go out there and have an outstanding weekend. Happy birthday. What are you doing this? Are you going out for dinner?
I think we're going to go out and get some steak tonight.
Fantastic.
Yep, my favorite meal.
Piss off a vegetarian.
And then after that, that's not publishable.
I would hope not. You do what you got to do. Keep the marriage
going.
There
you go. It's my birthday, and I get what I want.
Outstanding. It should be. Robert Kostick, thanks for stopping by the show.
All right, Sam. Have a great weekend.
Happy Friday. Happy birthday. 847. Quick break. Sam Malone, show him 1070.
I love you.